This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacy Poehler.
Hey, everybody. I'm excited to be chatting with Dr. Stephanie Farber. She has joined Dr. Zubowitz and the team at Thrive Medical Spa. Just started with them on November 1st. Welcome, Dr. Farber.
Thank you for having me, Stacy. Excited to be here.
Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about, you know, why you are, you know, bringing your practice to Thrive and to the team over there?
Sure. So I've been in practice for several years in the Atlanta area, and I really wanted to curate a very specific experience for my patients, one where they have access to a full suite of aesthetic services and new technology and lots of great injectors, lasers, all the things that Thrive has to offer. So I was introduced to Dr. Zubowitz, and we thought that the two of us together can make a really good team. We complement each other very well. This was a place where I could really design the experience that my patients would have and make sure that we can offer them everything they need for a complete aesthetic journey.
That's great. Can you talk a little bit about your background in education and why you chose to specialize in plastic surgery?
Sure. So I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I always absolutely loved school, and I loved all of the fine arts as well. And I always looked at that as just sort of a hobby. When I was very young, I had my tonsils removed, and I remember looking at that surgeon and thinking, he's so confident. I feel so comfortable with him. This is how I want to make patients feel one day. So it was ever since then that I knew I wanted to become a doctor. And again, thinking art was just a hobby. I went to Duke University for undergrad and ultimately went home to Pittsburgh for medical school. And during medical school was introduced to plastic surgery beyond what you see on TV. So complex reconstructive surgeries and a lot of creativity and problem solving and design. I finally had that aha moment where I was like, wow, I can be an artist and a doctor at the same time. So I feel like I was born to do this. I love what I do. It's just really exciting to be a part of people's transformations.
And about how long were you practicing in the Atlanta area before moving your practice over here to Milton?
Just over 4 years.
Okay, great. And what are some of the surgeries that you specialize in? And are there any specific techniques that you use that set you apart from some of the other practitioners and surgeons in the area?
I think that part of plastic surgery for me is that there's so much variety. So I operate on the face, the breast, the body, a little bit of everything. What I'm really most passionate about as a mother myself is operating on mothers as well. So I do a lot of mommy makeovers. I think every surgeon, just from experience, develops a lot of techniques that are unique to them. And I think that just doing so much breast, body, face surgery, a lot of the things I do are things that I developed myself.
Awesome. And can you tell us what a mommy makeover is for those who might not know?
A mommy makeover is whatever the mom wants it to be. It can be surgery on the breast, a lift, a reduction, an augmentation, any combination of those things. Surgery on the abdomen, which is very customized to the specific patient. Liposuction anywhere on the body. Some women want a labiaplasty as well. Some women want lip injections as well, Botox. Any of that can be part of a mommy makeover.
Got it. And I know that you guys have a medical grade place there at Thrive where you can do some procedures in office. Can you talk a little bit about what you can do in the surgery center there at Thrive and what you would be going to another surgery center or hospital to do?
That's a great question, Stacey. A lot of it depends on patient comfort. Our operating room suite here is anything that we can do while patients are awake. If somebody wants, we can give them medications to make them feel more relaxed. We have Pronox, which is a laughing gas so that they feel nice and comfortable and relaxed during whatever procedure we're doing. It can be liposuction. It can be upper blepharoplasty. If somebody wants a scar revision, a lot of that can be done in our local suite here, which is super convenient. Having liposuction on an area can take under an hour. So it's a great way to just come in, be awake. We can talk to you, listen to music during the procedure, and then you can even go back to work the same day. in certain cases. So it's a nice thing to have at our fingertips. Bigger surgeries, of course, patients would prefer to be asleep for. So we'll do those in the full operating room.
Got it. One thing we haven't mentioned yet is that you and your family live right here in Milton. Can you tell us how long you've lived here and maybe talk a little bit about your husband and son and what you love about the town and why you've kind of established both your family life and your business here?
My husband and I moved to Buckhead back in 2020, right during the pandemic. He's a urologist and was offered a job with Advanced Urology. So we moved here for that. We never planned to be in the city permanently. We had our son in 2022 and decided it was time to have more space, more of a community, and more family-friendly activities. In the spring, we moved to our home here in Milton, and it's such a blessing. Now I'm less than a mile from the office. It's great because I can pop in anytime and see people. It's been wonderful.
That's great. And I know a little birdie told me that you've been a contributor on ABC News. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So during COVID in 2020, there wasn't a lot of elective surgery where I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So I was itching to find something to do. I had experience from high school through college with TV production. I was talking to our office manager this morning that I was on the PA announcement squad. I wanted to do something where I could use things like that and learn more about medical news and delivering medical information to the public. It was especially important during COVID. I reached out to a couple of different networks and ABC offered me a position. So during COVID, it was super busy. I thought it would be a break from being a surgeon, but I was still taking call because anytime, night or day, there could be a story that we would have to fact check or write for them to broadcast live. It was really exciting and fun to see behind the scenes how the news works. Now, if there's any plastic surgery news, they'll reach out to me to help with the story on that too.
What have been some of the ones you've covered in the past?
Oh, well, during COVID, it was all kinds of things COVID related. Then there was a story about how filler can be impacted by the COVID vaccine. I covered some stories about how COVID impacted breast cancer treatment or impacted fertility treatments. The whole gamut of medical news was a good refresher on my medical knowledge from school.
I'm sure. Yeah. What are some trends or technologies that you see kind of coming to thrive in your practice in 2025 and beyond?
Our team at Thrive is fantastic because they are all super passionate about staying on top of all of the latest and greatest technology in aesthetic medicine. And I think more than just aesthetics, we've moved to the big picture: wellness, longevity, overall good health. So we're offering GLP-1s, we're offering hormone therapy, we have all of the lasers, all the injectables, and everybody here is constantly learning so that we can really offer our patients whatever's new, effective, and safe.
Can you think of some challenges or, you know, struggles, things you've had to overcome kind of in this process of moving your practice, you know, out of the city and to Milton?
I was talking to a good friend last night about challenges with starting a business and starting a brand. It's really been such a pleasure to face challenges that are your choice and within your control. That's what I dreamed of my whole life. Every challenge, every step of starting this has been a joy. I love the team here. Everyone's been wonderful and supportive, and it's all coming together nicely. And I think we're able to give our patients a really good experience.
Anything else you'd like to share about your vision or your business in general that you want to make sure our audience hears?
I think the most important thing, and I tell this to all my patients when I meet them, a lot of people, and I don't know if this is because of what they see on TV or in the movies, but a lot of people come to a plastic surgeon expecting to hear what I think they should change. And I really, whatever my idea of beauty is, I leave it at the door when I come in here and am just open to learning about each individual I'm meeting and what they see as beautiful. So we spend a lot of time talking and getting to know each other. And what I tell them is, when I'm operating on you and you're asleep trusting me, I want to have your voice in my head telling me what you want. as a surgeon, that gives me peace knowing I know my patients well enough to know that I'm making them happy. So I think what I want people to come in prepared for us to work together to get a really clear vision of your goals.
Mm-hmm. And what can they expect? Can you talk a little bit about the process and how you have that conversation? And are you using visualizations and technology as well?
Yeah. Being female and a lot of my patients being female and similar in age, I want people to feel like they're having coffee with a friend when they come here and they can be really honest. They feel really understood, really comfortable. And you know how you go out to lunch with a friend and you leave feeling kind of like, oh, that was a breath of fresh air. I feel like I can face the day now. That's the experience I want people to have. So when they come in, it's just a comfortable conversation where we're getting to know each other and making sure we feel like we have that comfortable relationship with each other.
Awesome. Can you share where folks can find you, your website, and where the practice is located?
Sure. The name of the practice is Stephanie Farber Plastic Surgery. The website is stephaniefarbermd.com. We're located at 850 Mayfield, Suite 202, and phone number is 470-961-9950.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today, Stephanie. It was great to get to know you a little bit better, and we look forward to learning from you in the months to come.
Thank you, Stacy. It's been a pleasure. I'm grateful for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Milton and More. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmilton.com. That's gnpmilton.com. Or call 470-664-4930.